perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines the response to life itself and all it entails. Today, I'm your host, Beulah, and I'll be digging into a bit of an interesting book, actually, by Becky Harling, and it's called How to Listen So People Will Talk. We'll get straight into it right after the first song, so do enjoy. Damn.
A small speck of creation, getting closer to God in a tight situation. Life hits you, face it. Sometimes you can't duck or block it. Only roll with the punches and hope not to get you bruised in the process. See, we a lot alike. Me, I just got a mic and rockin' like my life depends upon the response of the audience. Head nods and arms raised to wave. An affirmation with the art statement brought to the stage. Pen to the page until the end of the age. Forever hold to the promise from the ancient of days. When the final curtain call falls, if the singular most important member applauds, it will have been worth it all. I'm fatally flawed, yet in awe of God, the cause, agent, and end for whom I spit these oddities. I'll be able to breathe for victories hard fought, and rest knowing the Most High's more close by than we thought. The other day I saw your name but didn't answer. But then I asked myself, what if that was our last chance to talk? The thought alone is enough to make me shudder. We crave connection yet distance ourselves from one another. And I've discovered you were waiting for me to call you. You were there the whole time, I was the one to fall through. Father, you're forever faithful, I'm forever grateful. Even when I tried to escape you, you weren't hateful. Thought you had abandoned when things didn't follow planning. Got caught off guard, fell off hard, then got scarred. Yet grace is a soft landing. So now it's about removing distractions and move into action. Instead of just jawjacking or raw rapping, though that's a given, it's time to get back to living like I know that I'm supposed to. For an authentic relationship with you, proximal and closer.
So first off the bat, it's quite an interesting topic because most people want to conversate in order to be heard. And a funny story actually of how I found the book, as is with most of the books that I do get, I probably was in grade 11 in high school, and I came from a very small school. And so it was probably only 15 students in total from grade 8 to grade 12. So not really a very big friend group, you could say. And most of them had their own cliques, even though it was such a small group in any case. And I started trying to find out a better way to make friendships or to have make the friendships that I had much, much better. And I found this book called How to Listen So People Will Talk, which is quite controversial to I guess, the common folk. And Becky Harling had written it to build stronger communication and deeper connections. And as I was reading through it, I started recognizing the importance of really being able to be an ear to hear. And I also found that the more you listen, the wiser you become, not because people's information is always correct, but you're able to give yourself a moment to actually meddle through the information and select through it and see what is actually valuable and what is not, instead of just speaking all the time and already stating what you already know, if that makes sense. So at the back of the book, there's a little bit of a breakdown. It says to transform your relationships. It says the secret to great relationships isn't to become more charming or funny or to solve the world's problems or to just try harder. The secret is to listen and to listen well. It's that simple. When you listen well, your marriage will grow stronger, your parenting will flourish, your friendships will thrive, and your influence at work will increase. You'll be amazed at how one simple act can transform the hearts of others as well as your own. Another thing is that I was extremely socially anxious, and I oftentimes would freeze and kind of go blank in very overwhelming crowds. But this was the other reason why this book was so important to me, is that Becky Harling is a Christian, and I also am a Christian, and being able to see how interactions are so valuable on a Christ-like basis and how the Bible actually speaks of us needing to share the gospel. You can't do that if you're timid and pulled away and hiding in a corner. You can't open up to people, and also you can't allow people to feel comfortable with you and be able to communicate that they may be concerns about certain things or questions if you're so reserved and pulled back in a sense. So Carol Kent actually says that Becky Harling is a master communicator. And in this book, she reveals the God-honoring steps to become listeners who help others to share their stories, speak honestly, and feel understood. So I would like to just read a couple lines from the book. And I really love the way that she started writing the first chapter. And it says, "I dare you to ask," as the title. Proverbs 1 verses 5, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning." She goes on to say that, "I'm convinced that until we risk asking for honest feedback, we can't grow. And even though we want personal growth, it feels painful, right? I was committed to personal growth. I just hadn't anticipated the pain when I asked my teen daughter one crucial question. Do you think I listen well?" Obviously, at the time, and still now, I am not married, and so that part was not necessarily applicable to me. But it also helped me to understand how to communicate with my mother and my parents, because in a family situation, everyone has their part. And when we are able to relate to each other better and communicate better, it doesn't matter from whose position or standpoint it is, then there is benefit. So she goes on to say that, "I expected the conversation to go much differently. Honestly, I was expecting rave reviews, but that's not exactly the way the conversation went. Note to self, don't ask your kids their opinion unless you're prepared for what they really think. But I had asked, and she had answered. Well, sometimes you listen well, and you seem distracted a lot. Often you dive in without even listening and giving your own story or interrupt. Sometimes you give advice, and I just want you to listen. I want to feel validated." Later that night, I lay in bed processing my questions internally. What did she mean? Am I really that self-focused, and I dive in with my own stories, taking away from hers? And then there was the whole question of advice. Aren't mothers supposed to give advice? I mean, we have so much wisdom. How do I validate if I don't agree with what she's feeling? And am I really that distracted? She was right. I did sometimes interrupt, but doesn't everybody interrupt at times? I felt pretty sure that I was better than most moms, and then it dawned on me. An aha moment. I'm being defensive. Arrogant, actually. Help, please, God. And so she goes on to tell a bit more of the story of her and her daughter's relationship in that specific page. And I continued reading on again. I actually started rereading it after many years of having completed it and then put it on the shelf. But there was another page that I really felt was quite telling of truth in this book. And it says that an American poet and writer, Maya Angelou, said, "The most call upon prerequisite of a friend is an accessible ear." That was a very challenging line to read, actually. And it made me reflect quite a lot on the kind of interactions that I have with people. I mean, even in the workplace, oftentimes you just try to exchange communication or information really quickly to get things done. But even then, as a teacher, I need to be able to interact on a student's level. And oftentimes we completely remove the human aspect of communication when we just try to allow information to take its forefront. And that is usually when people get hurt, or when you are misunderstanding, or when it's challenging to be honest with a person. And actually, tying into that, there was a quote that I read, and it's been, I guess, on my mind quite a lot. There was someone that said, "I prefer a thief to a liar, because a thief can steal your salary, but a liar steals your reality." And isn't that what happens when we don't communicate with people properly? When we have miscommunication, or we try to seem or perceive something a certain way, we steal the person's ability to act on an existing realm. If you lie to someone, it's you're giving them a realm they can't act on because it doesn't exist. But if you offer them truth, then they, in their existence, in their reality, are able to respond in such a way that is impacting not only their lives, but perhaps someone else's. And so, going on to that, it says, "Do you want to cultivate deep friendships? Then learn to listen. I guarantee you'll feel happier, more connected, and more valuable." The bottom line is that people are drawn to those who will listen to them. Learning to listen will deepen your relationships, establish your credibility, and give you a reputation of being wise. Jesus modeled what we read about relational wisdom in Proverbs. Let's look at a passage where Jesus specifically addresses listening. At one point, Jesus wasn't sure those who were following him were understanding his message. So he gave them a stern warning about their ability to listen. Turning to his followers, Jesus instructed, "Therefore consider carefully how you listen." We need to consider our listening skills. He calls us to look at ourselves and give some thought to how we listen to others. As his followers, we are called to love others radically. "As I have loved you, so must you love one another." Loving includes listening. As I think about different relationships I enjoy, whether my husband, kids, my grandkids, my friends, co-workers, my neighbors, I want each person to feel valued and loved. Isn't that the way you want others to feel? If each person in your life felt valued and loved, they would naturally open up more to you, and everyone would benefit from a deeper relationship. Pause and think for a moment. Do you provide a safe listening ear to people? It's a high calling, isn't it? And she continues to go on, and kind of guide you along in being able to interact and to actually change, to create a game plan, honestly, of how to change the way that you interact with people. But I'm going to close off right after the second song, so do enjoy, and we'll be straight back.
I'm so bold. Strength, how I'm so brave, is 'cause I'm so bold, I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God, that's where my faith is, all up in these pages. I read my Bible, yes, it's on it daily. I read my Bible, anytime I feel weak, I read my Bible. Every time I need strength, I read my Bible. Used to have faith for myself, but now I put my faith in God. Anywhere about breaking even, oh, I'm just trying to beat the odds. I'm just trying to be the guy to make it out this side. Trying to thrive, not just get by. Trust in God, that's what I live by. Look at the road, it's God's time, it's God's time.
It's God's time.
Long as that breath in my lungs and blood in my veins, you can know it's God's time.
It's God's time. It's God's time.
You know that's why I'm so bold. I'm courageous. Get my strength, how I'm so brave, is 'cause I'm so bold, I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God, it's where my faith is, all up in these pages.
I read my Bible,
yes, it's on it daily.
I read my Bible,
anytime I feel weak,
I read my Bible.
Every time I need strength,
I read my Bible.
I got a word for you.
What's up?
Hold up. You ready?
This one right here is prophetic. Focus on God and get better. Put your head in the work, keep your head up. When you fall on your knees but you get up, you know God got you, don't give up. No, God got you, don't give up. You real go-getter. Go-getter for God. Go-getter for God. You're so beautiful, God. So beautiful, God. Died to my son, he gave me new life. Gave me the sun when I'm in the midnight. And the moonlight, and the do right.
I've been trying to get the mood right. Food for thought, we in a full fight. I've been walking in a new light. I've been trying to get the mood right. Food for thought, we in a full fight. I've been walking in a new light. I'm so bold, I'm courageous. They ask me where I get my strength, how I'm so brave. It's cause I'm so bold, I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God. That's where my faith is, all up in these pages. I read my
So I'm going to just quickly jump into chapter 6 and then we're going to close it off. And it says, offer empathy and validate feelings. Someone had quoted that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And that is very much an applicable thing to everyone, I think. Being able to recognize that a person has concern for your sake and not for a selfish reason is probably the easiest way to be able to befriend someone. To get their trust. When you selflessly are able to take note of what someone is saying, then you are able to interact with them on their level and for their concern. And it's a safe space to exist in, right? And even when you're talking about sharing the gospel, that's the best way. It's not a manipulative way. It's where you have genuine concern about someone and you're willing to listen to their opinion and their perspective. And from that, you're able to offer them something of value. But we cannot offer people anything of value if we do not know what they're desiring. And we can often try and shove what we think they need onto them. But how exactly does it apply into their life? And then they become defensive almost and they close up. Because they know that you do not care for their sake. It's only that you want them to receive what you have. And that's not what the character of Christ is, really. He goes to the heart of the problem, and that's you're a sinner in need of a savior. And he is the one who is going to offer you that. And then also, just to, add into that, there's often something quoted of, when you're listening, you need to be able to listen to respond. And what usually happens is that people listen already with a reaction in mind. They barely even hear what someone is saying. And so I just wanted to share that. I think that it's quite an important thing that most people, actually all of humanity, can find value in. And if I could say anything, I would strongly advise that you pick this book up. It might not be for everyone. The perspective is from a woman and from a mother, but the principles are all the same, and they're extremely, extremely important for us to be able to exist well in humanity, in society, actually, with the way that things are going, with disconnecting via technology and everything. We're losing the heart of the problem. That's the people. The problem is the people need to be connected. The people need to be heard and validated, but we're offering them ideas and we're offering them tools to separate one another, and we've seen the detrimental impact of that. And we can't necessarily keep going along with that, with knowing the truth of how it is harmful. So that's all from me. I do hope that you enjoyed this and you found it somewhat.
Cover me under your love, don't leave me out in the cold. low, low. So glad I never had to roll so low. So glad I had you by my side. And even if I want love, I beg God provide. Baby, with you, I'll happily share all my life. No, we never build up with you overnight. So many troubles we face. So amazing how we made it through the night. I know your loving is a miracle. Yeah, I know you never question. Not one time you gave me all your faith and all your trust. I just have faith in you. I just have faith. Know that you're by my. Just have faith.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's true, your love is heaven.
Love, oh yeah, hang on to me. Love, oh yeah, hold on to me. So firm and never let me go. No way. If I know you are select, then me sound don't play. All good one possess such faith. And even when we can't find me way, just pray. I shall lead the way and you not make mistake. I got the style and the fitness plus grace. I just love and happiness every day.
There's just one thing I can't deny. Your loving is a miracle. Not one time I gave you all my faith and all my trust. I just have faith in you. I just have faith. Know that you're by my side. I just have faith. It's true, your love. Heaven. I just have faith in you. I just have faith. Know that you're by my side. I just have faith. It's true, your love is heaven. I just have faith. By my side, I just have faith. It's true, your love is heaven. I just have faith. Know that you're by my side. I just have faith. It's true, your love is heaven.
Active FM radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.